For the people at home who keep up with me, you would know that I recently cut my hair. And that was a long decision, and it took some time to come up with. And because of that, I wanted to reinvent myself. I wanted to become a new person and a better person from it. That is why Shock Toe is now a sports show. That's right. I do play-by-play now. Here's a clip of it now. The air is electric tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We're here at the first ever WBDG Water Polo Play-by-Play. We have in this corner, the Slammer, standing in at 32 pounds and 10 ounces. And in this corner, we have Eric. Now, Eric is actually a newcomer to this sport. Before this, he was in the military. Now let's see him water some polos. And would you look at that, ladies and gentlemen? That polo is drenched.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Shock Toe with Ryan Smith.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen of Indiana. The time is 8:29. Uh-oh, we're a little minute early. That doesn't matter.
Whoa. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
How will everyone listen to this? We just have to give 30 seconds of awkward
pause
as we wait for it to turn 8:30.
It might actually be 8:30. That clock is usually wrong.
It's 8:29.
Oh, okay.
That's
thank God.
30 seconds away.
Whatever. Who cares? I'm joined with Max and Owen on a live episode of Shock Toe. This is pre-recorded.
Wait,
what's that? I don't know.
Well, what's today? Today is obviously Friday. And the queen is still alive, obviously.
Oh, I'm so happy the queen recovered and everything is fine in Britain right now.
God save the queen still.
No, yep, that's exactly what happened. No, this is live today. Normally they're pre-recorded, and so I have Max and Owen in the studio. We're going to talk about sports. I don't know anything about sports. So
There's a ball.
There's
typically a ball.
Unless you're playing like hockey.
That's true, but then they have a tiny ball that's called a puck, except it's not like a ball, it's just flat.
It's a ball chopped in half.
Exactly.
Incredible.
And then chopped again, so there's no rounded sides except for the edge.
And it can hit people and it hurts.
What is this?
And you can fight. And you can fight and it's not illegal.
Exactly.
Oh, that's actually not a I thought
5 minutes.
Is it 5 minutes of fighting?
No. You fight and you get 5 minutes.
Oh.
You get a 5 minute.
They fight until like one of them, as soon as like one dude's like knee or as soon as somebody that hits the ground that's not a skate, they end the fight.
Oh.
Weak.
So you could have a fight that lasts like 30 seconds or like 2 seconds.
We need the entire team to fight. I think I've seen that happen.
We should bring that into the radio station, I think. We need to start having people.
All right,
people.
Man, here
but we
go.
Have to. No. No shoes. We have to wait.
Take the shoes off. Take the shoes off.
Ice skates only.
On carpet.
Yes.
Oh, anyway. That's going to go great.
I should probably add some background here. Max and Owen, or Maxwell Gilley and Owen Pulley, are second-year students like me, and we've been doing this for a year, and we love it here. I don't know if I'm doing this voice. We love it here, and they are also, you don't love it here.
No,
I
paid
to be here.
I do love it here.
We're not paid. They're both mainly sports-oriented broadcasters, while I do comedy and Shock Toe, whatever this is. And I had a question.
Comedy. Big quotes.
I get to say that would be a good bit every 20 seconds.
I
attempt comedy.
You are pretty funny.
I know. I'm hilarious. No. I had a question. That's my show. That's where I ask questions. Do you think you guys will be announcing games throughout your like career path, or do you think you're going to move into more like laid back? So if you do sports spotlight, Owen, and so don't you also do sports spotlight?
True. I'm there as well.
You both do sports spotlight, and I kind of think of it as like like after the NFL, or like I don't know their names, but they're like, oh yeah, we're the sport time, and they just talk about it. You think you guys want to do more shows like that, or do you think you want to focus on like play by play and like announcing?
You know, I think the analyst part is amazing with the after the pre the post game. That's what you're the analyst. I like that, you know, like Scott Van Pelt does a lot of that. He's a very big one. Ken Rosenthal with baseball and Woj, he does stuff like that. Adam Schefter, excuse me. I like that stuff of it and like being like the primary news source of that. But I do think that play-by-play is one of those things I want to pursue in a career later in life, like calling the games and everything.
Sports talk radio is really fun. I'm obviously, if you can't tell, a very opinionated person. So, obviously, I enjoy doing that. But, no, there's just something that I enjoy more about getting to actually, you know, cover the live sporting events. It's just so fun. It's always a great atmosphere. And I've just always enjoyed doing that, so I think I'll try and do that more if I can.
I definitely love the atmosphere of sports. I wish I understood it. I visited you guys 2 weeks ago when Ben Davis took on Avon and killed us, and we got queened, and we went over to your guys' booth, me and my friend, and you guys were like, I couldn't talk to you guys because it was at halftime or anything, so you're all like kind of scrambling, and I was just watching it. It looked so much fun, just like that like hard effort, and I think it's making me want to do more like outside of school stuff for radio, which I will be doing tomorrow with Owen
and Emerson,
of course. Did you talk about that on air earlier?
You did, yeah. Okay. So it'll be the Out of Darkness Suicide Prevention Walk.
The whole episode?
No, it was prostate cancer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
you weren't listening.
Yeah.
Like you were listening.
I don't listen to school talk.
No, everyone should listen to school talk every Friday at 7:30 to 8, or replays are Sunday at 2 p.m. And
shameless
then on
plug.
Also Spotify.
Shameless plug.
And with that outside idea of doing outside of radio, but like radio, outside of school radio stuff. There you go. Outside of school radio Outside of the studio. There you go.
Outside of your required time.
Out of your required time. Basically. Your legal hours. You guys both juggle sports broadcasting and playing sports. Max, you play soccer. And you, Owen, you play baseball.
And bowling.
And bowl.
You bowl?
I'm the captain, but we'll either be the captain or co-captain or second guy on the bowling team this year.
That's terrible.
It's because his dad's the coach, obviously.
Oh,
no,
I mean,
it's because
so cool.
He's a good bowler.
It's because the captains haven't been released yet.
He's a good bowler? Yeah.
I don't know.
You know
I would assume he is. I'd hope so.
I average about 180 right now.
I don't know what
that
number
means. Mean, yeah.
The max is 300, and averaging 180 is pretty good. I want to average 200 for the season, which is really good.
Is that like
knock down those pins?
200
then
is pretty good, is really good.
How are numbers scored in
bowling?
Isn't that like 10 pins?
Yeah, there's 10 pins. There's 10 frames. Basically, like if you get a shot, I've been bowling for like 4 years, and I still don't know. Like,
I kind of get it.
So basically, what happens is if you get a spare, so like you pick up all the pins, you don't get it. Like, let's say you get like a 9 spare, like you pick up your spare, you get, and then you, I think you strike the next frame, mm-hmm. You get 20 in the first frame because it builds off of the 10 mm-hmm. plus the 10 of the strike.
Oh.
But let's say you open in the first frame, so you get like a 9 and then you miss that single pin and then you strike, you get 9 in the first frame because you only get 9. It doesn't build off of that. So like you can start off with 9 or 20. So or if you strike in the first 2 frames, you get first 3 frames is 30. In the first frame.
Have you been able to ever hit the one that's like far left and far right?
The 710, no.
Yeah.
No.
There's number. Oh my God.
Well, man. Yeah, because
there's
numbered
battleship.
Pins.
This is so cool.
There's numbered pins. It's 1, 2, and then it like goes through the back and like zigzags. Zigzags, but like it does like rows.
An expert in Wii Sports bowling, yes. I can tell you there are numbers.
There are numbers.
I remember that.
Wii Sports bowling. That's the only time I ever was good at bowling. There was like one video of me bowling a strike in my entire life.
I did do a Wii Sports bowling for the first time last week at practice.
First time? What?
So, you know the Wii Sports were like...
Yeah.
I've done Wii Sports, but I did the Wii Sports bowling
in
real...
I've done Wii Sports.
I've done...
I'm an expert at bowling.
I've done Wii Sports.
But you know the Wii Sports bowling, like where you let go of the ball on accident?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, my thumb was sticking in the hole. So, yes, I'm a professional. I'm on balls and stuff. So, I used some slide.
Keep going.
I used some slide, which basically, like, I just, like, it loosens up your grip on the ball. So, I put my thumb in there, and, like, I did it, and I grabbed it, and it was really loose, and it slipped out of my hand. I come back, and it slips out of my hand
and falls. And everyone jumped up and spun?
Yes.
And prepared the exact rotation? That's
but
awesome.
But then, like,
awesome.
It was funny, because, like, I've never done that. In the 4 years of bowled, 4 or 5 years that I bowled, like, I've never done that, and it finally happened.
We totally got off topic. We're talking about bowling. Actually, I'm really
sports show.
About
sports
this.
Show. Are you sports. Saying that bowling's not a sport? Are you going to do that hot take?
Oh, this is a sports show. Now I forgot. That's what the joke was for this episode. I mean, what? That's true. No.
You never answered a question.
Yeah, you never answered the question because I never finished the question.
I kind of answered my question.
My question was, what do you mean consistency with playing sports and broadcasting sports at the same time?
We didn't even talk about his baseball career.
Yeah, exactly. How about Max? You get to talk first, and then Owen will talk about his baseball career.
All right. So, I do soccer. I've been doing that for far too long, since I was, like, 3, and I have been doing that a while. So, and obviously, now we're in senior year of high school. We have a new coach, so it's been a lot more difficult just because And under old leadership, we'd get some days off sometimes, and we didn't have to work Friday nights. So I was like, coming into this year, I was like, let's go. I can call. I will have practice like Monday through Thursday and then call games on Friday and have nothing before. Well, this year, I have to manage to do practice for at least an hour, usually an hour, hour, 15 minutes. And then I have to go home, get changed, eat dinner, and then I have to make sure I get all the way to Ben Davis. So it's a long Friday, and then I'm doing that. And you also have to prep, and not a lot of people realize that, but prep takes time.
Yeah.
So when you do that, so I'm busy doing, you know, practice till 5:30. I get home, and immediately after, you know, getting dinner and stuff, I have to be working until, like, doing prep. So I'm doing that till almost 9 every day, so...
Is that only on Fridays?
I know. That's like normal days of the week.
What?
I mean, you prep probably. I mean, you get the stats from Coach Simmons probably. Yeah, I mean,
Sunday.
Yeah, usually. Sunday or Monday. And then you're filling out spot charts Tuesday, Wednesday. And then, or Tuesday. Yeah, typically takes 2 days. And then Thursday, you're doing your pregame, postgame, and halftime show. And then Friday, you really don't have. Friday, you really only have time to do it, finishing touches.
I just have time to, like, print it off now. Yeah. That's about it.
Yeah,
I mean, just have to like write a joke.
I have a little bit more. I have a little bit more time than you. Being a Ben Davis student, I like a lot more. And being a spring sport, I think helps. But
it does help.
Yeah.
But the thing that sucks about what that is I want to do baseball in my career. I want to broadcast baseball, but I haven't had that opportunity to broadcast baseball because I'm playing baseball.
I'm telling you, they should mic you up and just have you do it that way.
You're like at the bat, just like, I got this.
I don't bat.
You don't.
He's a pitcher.
He's a cool pitcher.
Well, right now I can't even like pitch right now. I'm injured. So
that's what you was it your shoulder?
Yeah,
yeah.
Bro, just like fix your shoulder.
Yeah, relocate it.
I talked to the doctor yesterday, and they were like, you were going to recommend an orthopedic surgeon. I was like, I'm not getting surgery on my shoulder because then I'll be out for a year.
That's terrible.
And then, like, they told my coach, and my coach, like, looked at me, and I was like, I'm playing. I'm fine. I'm not getting surgery. But I do like being a Ben Davis student with it because, and not playing a fall sport for football. Now, basketball does get a little bit harder with bowling, but I do have a little bit more leeway with, not my dad being the coach, but he has more restrictions over my schedule.
Yeah.
So... but I do like football season because I can prep during the week. I do Inside Ben Davis football Tuesday nights with Coach Simmons. But I have baseball practice. But right now, like Monday, I have a bowling league. Tuesday, I have Inside Ben Davis football. I have baseball practice, and then I have Inside Ben Davis football. And then Wednesday, I don't really have anything, which is my free day, which I'm glad for. Thursday, I have baseball. Friday, I have football games, and then Saturday, I'm typically doing something, you know, whether that be the suicide prevention day or anything like that, just extracurriculars. So Wednesday's really like my only free night.
Wow, I'm realizing how little I do compared to you guys. I'm like, oh yeah, I take a nap on Tuesdays and like sleep extra in on Thursdays. No, I think that's really impressive. You guys clearly keep up with so much on your backs. It's so impressive. Especially compared to schmucks like me, who are little bottom feeders, or little parasites. But not everyone gets to be a parasite. I think about last year. Were you guys as busy last year, too?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I was a little less busy. Like, we didn't do baseball this much, and I wasn't hosting Inside Minute Football. But Fridays, I was doing games, and then Saturdays and stuff like that. But, yeah, I think I'm busy, more busy this year, and I think that happens to be with being a second-year student.
Yeah, this is being a second-year, definitely. I didn't cover games for Ben Davis. I covered them for Monrovia, so, and I didn't have Friday practices either, so it was just a bit easier. So I could actually, you know, go to Monrovia games, so and that was fun.
I think being a, I don't know, it's weird being a high school student with this, because, like, with COVID and stuff, the first, or, like, the last real, like, football game I went to as a fan was freshman year.
Oh, yeah.
And that was, like, you're a freshman in the student section. Like, you don't, you're at the top. You're not really doing anything.
Yeah.
So, like, I really haven't experienced, like, a true game in the student section, which I'm fine with. But, like, I did a couple basketball games last year because there's so much more. But I haven't really, like, done a football game, which I'm okay with
it. I mean, it's also, you kind of get like a cool version of a football game because you're, I mean, you're overanalyzed. I'm not overanalyzing. You're analyzing it properly.
And you see every play.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's kind of cool. You get to sit and see above the entire crowd. That's pretty cool. But there is that whole difference of like being right there and in the game. And I don't really do football games that often, but like when I go to them, it is fun and it is like an electric feeling. And that's a good thing. I like sports when I go to them, but I can't watch them. It's an environment I love. I feel like it's where everyone's happy. And talking about last year, what's some advice you guys want to give to our first year students here at WBDG or any other future broadcasters coming into this station or any other station? What advice can you give either one of you?
I think first year students, just do as much as you can as a junior, mm-hmm. and really just wait until senior. I mean, do as much as you can as a junior, and once you've done enough, do more. And then after that, senior year will be here before you know it. And just do that. I think that really helped last year being with, I used my study hall period to be with Jackson White, mm-hmm. who graduated last year. But I was underneath a senior the whole time, basically. We were always working together with stuff like that and doing football games, basketball games. And I learned a lot from him, which I think helped me as a senior. But don't just sit around and be like, oh, you know, I'm a junior. I'll just wait till senior year. Do a lot of stuff as you can as a junior. And then people that aren't in radio, now if there's parents listening out there for students, or if there's students listening out there, mm-hmm. What I did freshman year at the ninth grade center, or I don't know how it does for transfer students, but at the ninth grade center, they had me fill out a sheet for what I wanted to do, mm-hmm. sophomore year. And I filled out, I wanted to do a journalism class so I could get my mass media credit. And I did that. I did mass media sophomore year. It was a, they called it journalism. So I thought we were going to like journal. Right, we did Photoshop. Well, we did Photoshop for a year.
Right. Right.
But I got my mass media yeah. credit and then I joined radio.
So for me, I figured I wanted to start getting, actually doing broadcasting around seventh grade. Mm-hmm. So when Mr. James, I was finally able to get his class at Monrovia. Mr. James, of course, Mark James, Voice of the 500. I was able to do that freshman year and didn't really get to do a lot of TV there just because that's not how the class worked. Sophomore year, I was able to do TV. But my biggest thing is if you're going to try and be here, you don't have to do what I did. I got experience beforehand, so I had already been in year... It was now year three of at least working high school events, mm-hmm. but when I got here the first time. So
yeah.
That's helpful. But if you're coming in here for the first time, again, like you said, just use your time wisely here. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of great opportunities to do some things. You get to use the same equipment that the professionals use. So don't just sit here doing absolutely nothing.
You don't sit in our studio and drink Baja Blast in the background.
Exactly.
Pierman.
We have Pierman in the back here listening in. Not even listening. He's kind of just in the studio. Hello, Sam.
He's learning. Hey.
He's learning. He's watching us. Wow. This is a professional show. Platinum series.
What you were talking about with Mark James, I do want to add on to that a little bit. It's not about what you know. It's about who you know.
That does help.
That's a big thing in radio, and that's yeah. a big thing in, well, obviously, if you don't know anything, then
yeah.
You have to know a lot of things. But
yeah, it's a matter of both, but insight.
I know a lot of people, like I've known Jake Query before the show. I've known Derek Schultz before the show, who are two big radio guys. But like I met Greg Straw. I've never met Mark James, but like I'm willing to get more in contact with him and stuff like that. And you get more experience with stuff like that.
Yeah, and they're in a totally different world than I am, so I don't know how it works for you guys. But, like, biggest thing with me is, like, people I've met for radio, which isn't that many, I'm going to be real, people like producer Will.
Emerson.
People like that. Just ask. Like, literally, I feel like people forget that you can just do that. Like, we live in an age where people have Twitter, and you can just, like, directly message them or find their business email. And
I doubt they're... Most of the time, they're not going to be, like, angry if you're just asking for, like, advice.
Advice or, like, maybe check in the studio or, like a tour or even, like, hey, I got a show. Can you just check it out and see, like, what I can do or, like...
Is it any value?
Yeah.
Is I literally... My dad's known him forever for probably 10 years just mm-hmm. listening to the show. And I just text... My dad was like, here's the number. So I text him. I was like, hey, can you do an interview? And he's like, radio people want to see younger kids succeed.
Yeah,
I've noticed that.
It is an old craft, kind
of. I mean, it's so, kind of yeah. I don't want to say it's a dying industry.
It is, but like, it's still going.
There's a lot of it's a dying horse.
It's a changing industry.
I call it dying. It is definitely changing. It's podcasts and stuff are kind of
right.
taking over.
With how much streaming websites are and how much those are coming out and stuff like that, a lot of people want to have a younger generation of people who do what they love. So, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Exactly. And people doing what they love, like us in radio. What are you guys going to do this year? What's your plans for this year? Because we got a whole year. I mean, almost a whole year of ideas we got to make. Any future plans you have?
So for me, I'm obviously going to finish out the football season. I'm going to try and work as many basketball games as I can for both here and Monrovia, too. It's crazy. I like trying to work as much as I can just to get that experience done now, so I'll be doing that. And by the springtime, hopefully I can work some baseball, softball. Mm-hmm. I know it's going to be a busy time just trying to at least make it to college, getting all that stuff ready, because as I've learned now, because I've been accepted to two colleges, thank you, UND, Ball State. Now it's a difficult thing because you realize, like, oh shoot, it's going to be here right before you know it. So I'm just having all sports, football happening, soccer happening, and now on top of that we had that, so life is happening very quickly.
It is. How about you, Owen?
My plan is I want to apply to Ball State, hopefully get in there. I think it'd be big there. Apply for Sports Link, see if I can get in there, do all that. Max, did you apply for Sports Link?
I haven't done it yet, but the big thing is they want you to get accepted first. Yeah. So once you get accepted in the Ball State,
can't go to Sports Link if you don't go to Ball State.
That's true.
But big thing there, I want to do that. Broadcast the football games and do as many basketball games as I can as well. I don't like doing nothing. I don't like going home and be like, well, I don't have anything to do.
Yeah. When you get older, it's nice. That's right. What I've always heard. But no, I hate doing nothing now.
So yeah.
Totally get it.
But then with college and then baseball season coming up, playing baseball and then everything like that. And then, yeah, college will be here before I know it.
I'm excited. I'm excited for this year, especially. We all are. I think it's cool that we also get to, like, kind of mentor people. I don't want to call it mentoring because that's kind of mean.
These kids are a year old. No, they're like, they are, like, a lot more ready to do stuff. Yeah.
We came in, we didn't do anything.
Okay, Max, you didn't get to listen. Me and Owen were listening to earlier audio recordings, and we found
I knew we should have done that.
You missed out on that, and it is crazy, like, how unprepared we were compared to some of these people. Like, we got new shows coming out, which were, like, good ideas. Like, well, all we did was, like, sports, and I would just blabber on the mic. And then, because there's only, like, 12 of us, so it would be like, these are the sport kids, these are the comedy kids.
Yeah,
then now it's like, oh, these guys are doing a game show, I guess? And it's like, what?
Yeah, we had 12 kids, something like that. We had, like, six sports kids. Uh-huh. We had, like, four comedy kids and two kids that just
kind of sat around.
Yeah. And they were cool. They were nice. Second semester they came out. But they are not doing radio this year, unfortunately.
Sadly. But
some of them graduated, too. Yeah, and that was a big thing last year. We had a lot of seniors in there last year.
A lot of first-year seniors.
Yeah,
which is
scary.
We only had 3 second-year seniors to start the first semester and then 2 at the end of the year.
Right. It was Jackson and
Jackson, it was Kevin and Christian, and then Kevin went to do Ivy Tech stuff.
Right.
And now it is Jackson and Christian, and then they just graduated, obviously, you know.
And speaking of Jackson, I talked about this when I came in today. When I was entering the building, there's we got a little TV in the career center, like above the receptionist desk.
Yeah, we're bougie like that.
And it was a photo of Jackson White. And it said Senior Award Day, and I like smiled like without thinking. I just had like a big happy face because that's so cool. Like imagine like thinking about that. Good job, Jackson. I think he listens sometimes. So hi. Hello, Jackson. Not live, but like he messaged me. He said he got a good show, so I hopefully listens at least more
he
than
told
once.
You have a good show.
I know he's lying.
Tell me that one.
Really?
Wow!
I didn't mean to brag.
I'm just kidding.
Oh my god!
I'm just kidding. No, he didn't text me, Did he text me? I don't know. I got a new phone. All my messages disappeared.
That's right. Yeah, your phone's messed up. I'm out of questions.
Yeah,
so we're just kind of relaxing.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That made our show difficult that day.
Yeah, because I was like, Max, you're doing all the stuff. Because I can't access anything.
It was just there. He turned it on and it was just
yeah, it was there. And then the touch screen went away. They were like, and they told me there was like, yeah, this is $250 to repair. the screen, or it's like $300 to get a new phone. So I was like, why would I,
Yeah.
Just, I'll take the phone upgrade.
Yeah, always. It's weird.
But like the whole thing, they were like, you can get a phone upgrade, but it's going to be like 8 months, or you can pay extra.
You can, like, you can waste your money, or you can just like not waste your money. Or you can just wait.
So my phone did the easy work for me, or the hard work for me, and just quit on itself. So I got a new phone out of it.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Max?
Yeah.
What do you want to plug before the show's over?
We got a lot of shows. We got the Sports Spotlight Tuesdays and Thursdays from 7:45 to 8:30. Owen and I are on that one. We have Off the Rails, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, we have Off the Rails on Mondays at 7:45, right? He's dying. Sorry, not 7:45. Whenever we do it, 8:30. 7:45.
Whenever the mics turn on.
Whenever the mics turn on. Whenever we can get in the studio, basically.
Then we have On the Fly with Sam Rock and I at 8:30 on Thursdays to 9:15. And then I have School Talk Fridays to 7:30. So the only day I'm not on the air is Wednesdays.
Which,
I am.
You are, yeah. I was going to say, yeah, pretty sure. I was. I know it is. I don't know if that's true or not.
Monday, yeah, Monday morning, where Jessica, Adi, Raj, and I, spotty a little bit sometimes. We're sometimes on. We're mainly on, but we do a baseball show. It's called On the Mound Monday, baseball news. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm the host of the Sports Spotlight alongside Maxwell Gilley and Lucas McKee. Talk about sports news, everything like that. Wednesday, I'm on with Landon Nelson and Trey Hanna with All Gas No Breaks, which is a racing show.
Landon was very excited in the other studio that we said his name.
All Gas No Breaks. Woo! All Gas No Breaks,
All
baby.
Gas No Breaks.
And then I am kind of getting on to game. Like, I know I'm going to be a special guest next week.
I'm going to be on it.
With Max.
Oh, yeah. You guys are going to be doing it together.
Yeah, but I helped produce with them yesterday? 2 days ago. Yeah. 2 days ago. Something like that. Yeah. I think
it's Friday, bro.
It's Friday. Yeah,
well, they did it on Wednesday.
This week is so weird.
I know. It's been like screwed up. I'm like, I can't believe that it's already Friday. And I'm like, I have a game today. And it feels like I just got here.
I know, right? It's weird.
But yeah, Trey Hanna's pointing to us.
Trey.
He's also on this.
Trey's also on. Yeah, Trey's also on. All Guests, No Breaks.
All Guests, No Breaks.
With Lyndon Nelson.
Right.
And then Friday, kind of in here occasionally, you know, just kind of bounce around when Shocktoe's not going on. The great show of Shocktoe.
The great show of Shocktoe.
And then calling football games on Friday.
And about that great show of Shocktoe, that's what you're listening to right now. And we have a social media. We got multiple. We got a Twitter, a TikTok, and an Instagram. And they're all the same. It's SHALK_TOW. That's SHALK_TOW, TOW.
Can I promote my Twitter?
Promote your Twitter, please. Do it.
And Trey's calling in.
Trey's calling in.
but I'm going to promote my Twitter, the S_Spotlight on Indy's Giant 90.9. It's on Twitter, but we are on Indy's Giant 90.9, the S_Spotlight. So I just got a Twitter notification.
Oh, wow.
What was it? God. Mentioned by Indy's Giant 90.9.
Oh, my God.
At Center Grove Football.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Ben
I
Davis.
Know that. Woo!
We harmonized really well. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Shocktoe, we're all doing good here. We're all doing great. I was joined by Max and Owen. That's Maxwell Gilley, Owen Pooley, here at 90.9, Giant 90.9, your station for variety. Love you, Indy.